This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Taliban fighters took control of a key district in Afghanistan's northern Kunduz province on Monday and encircled the provincial capital, according to police, as the insurgent group added to its recent battlefield victories while peace talks have stalemated. The Taliban's gains came as the Pentagon reaffirmed the U.S. troop withdrawal was still on pace to conclude by early September. A spokesman said fighting around Imam Asaibi district began late Sunday, and by midday Monday, the Taliban had overrun the district headquarters and were in control of the police headquarters. U.S. Special Representative for North Korea Sung Kim met South Korea's Unification Minister Lee Yun-young, who handles relations with the North in Seoul, on Tuesday during his first trip since assuming the role last month. Kim said the two countries agreed to pursue complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula through diplomacy, as well as dialogue, while Lee said that he looked forward to North Korea coming forward for a dialogue soon. Kim, who arrived in Seoul Saturday for a five-day visit, had back-to-back meetings with South Korea's top nuclear envoy, as well as a trilateral session involving his Japanese counterpart. British Royal Navy commanders say the UK's newest aircraft carrier, HMS Queen Elizabeth, is helping to take on the lion's share of operations against the Islamic State group in Iraq. Meanwhile, Russian warplanes are trying to keep tabs on its cutting-edge F-35 jet in a cat-and-mouse game with British and U.S. pilots. Speaking aboard the carrier on its first-ever deployment, the Commodore Steve Morehouse said the U.K. is carrying out most missions to wipe out the remnants of ISIS. This is VOA News. Taiwan criticized Hong Kong Monday in an escalating row over signing a letter supporting China's sovereignty claims over the island, which had prompted Taiwan to pull out officials from its representative office in the Chinese-run city. Taiwanese staff working on the island's representative office in Hong Kong started leaving the financial hub from Sunday after the government there demanded its officials sign a document supporting Beijing's One China claim to Taiwan. Hong Kong has become another source of tension between Taipei and Beijing, especially after Taiwan said a security law imposed on Hong Kong by Beijing and began welcoming Hong Kong people to settle on the Democratic Island. They said the office in Hong Kong will maintain operations, but Taiwan will take necessary measures if its presence there is further jeopardized. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki outlined actions the United States had taken in conjunction with the EU and Canada to impose sanctions on key members of the regime in Belarus. The sanctions were imposed on several senior officials in Belarus over the forced diversion to Minsk of a passenger plane traveling between two EU countries last month. Asset freezes and travel bans were also imposed on a number of officials linked to the security crackdown that continues to rock the country some 10 months after President Alexander Lukashenko was returned to power and elections branded by the EU and others as fraudulent. Among those targeted by the United States were close Lukashenko associates, those accused of helping to violently suppress peaceful protests since last year, and others alleged to have orchestrated fraud during the elections. Cuba's government announced on Monday that its three-shot Abdala vaccine has proved to be 92% effective against the coronavirus. It provided no details of the clinical testing, but the Abdala is one of the vaccines Cuba's test vaccine has shown a 62% efficacy. The announcement came as Cuba faces its worst outbreak since the start of the pandemic, with record new infections. The World Health Organization said on Monday it's setting up a technology transfer hub for producing the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines in South Africa, which could start manufacturing doses in 9 to 12 months. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.